We'll talk with them both in a few moments, but let's open up with a song right now. Here are the Squirrel Hillbillies.
A one, two, three. Heard the buzz, they're here in town. Flew all night and just touched down for the stink bug family reunion and semi-formal ball. Looking smart the way they're dressed in their prehistoric best for the stink bug family reunion and semi-formal ball. Buzzing as they dance through the night, do-si-do-ing left and right, chicken dance, what a sight! Buzzing as they dance through the night, do-si-do-ing left and right, Harlem shake, what a sight! Picnic tables full of loot, stolen soybeans, kale and fruit at the stink bug family reunion and semi-formal ball. Parties can be so much fun, but we'll be glad when this one's done. The stink bug family reunion and semi-formal ball.
That explains why you always see, it's rare to see just one.
Exactly.
They all come together.
Exactly.
And they are rather prehistoric.
Right. That was the impetus for that song, was we got to thinking, it was about maybe 4 or 5 years ago, where did all these little critters come from so suddenly? So we did what everyone does when you have a question. We went on Wikipedia.
Yes.
And
yes.
We discovered that they arrived in the U.S. supposedly about 20 years ago from in Allentown, Pennsylvania. From Asia is what Wikipedia said.
Oh, that must be right. I had heard it was from Asia, like they were in lumber or some kind of shipment.
Exactly.
And now they're everywhere. I didn't hear poor Allentown.
We thought it's almost a local reference there. So yeah, we thought, well, what brought them here? Why? Why then? They must be having a family reunion.
I think it was big pesta, as in pesticides.
Well, they were
brought here.
Indeed.
I like that. Well, I don't like it, but it could have been that.
At least it's funny.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have you both here. What have you two been up to? That's a great song.
What have we been? We've been playing around a lot this summer here in town. We often do travel in the summer when it's warm, but this year we had a lot of great gigs locally at the Three Rivers Arts Festival, and we had a gig at Hotel Indigo in East Liberty.
Yeah, and you're playing, I think it's, is it tomorrow? I was just looking.
We have a gig next, this coming week on Thursday.
Oh, at the Mount Lebanon Public Library,
exactly.
Right? That's the one I was thinking of. So that's Thursday the 17th. That's a nice place to play.
Yes, it's in the Courtyard series, a free, family-friendly, every Thursday night in August. So we will be there at 7 o'clock this Thursday.
Great. We'll talk a little bit more about recordings that you can get from the Squirrel Hillbillies and more. But why don't we hear another song? What would you like to do?
Well, that last song was an original, but we are working on a covers CD, having put out a couple original CDs. And this
excellent.
Next song is one of our, and the covers are all by people you might not have always necessarily heard from recently. And this one's a Steve Goodman song.
Let me get your drum out.
Yes.
I'm excited. I can't wait to hear which one it is. I was just thinking about Steve Goodman yesterday.
You know, his birthday was just the other day, July 25th.
It's funny. I listen to a lot of Phil Oakes these days, and I always have. And I found this Phil Oakes recording. And, you know, the problem with YouTube and all these sites is you really can go into a deep hole of investigatory listening, and I found a concert with Phil Oakes, and then adjacent to it was Steve Goodman, and I had to listen to that
at the
same time.
Well, we were just in Chicago for a gig, so we figured we'd pull out a Steve Goodman song. So here's Chicken Cordon Bleu.
Oh, great song.
When I first met you, baby, you fed me on chicken and wine. Yeah, it was meat, potatoes, and lobster, and cannoli, and bacon-covered pretzels, and I feel fine. Now all you feed me is seaweed and alfalfa sprouts and sunflower seeds, and honey, I got my doubts. You left me here with them chicken cordon bleus. Now I'm starved, my stomach is empty, and all I got is food for thought. And I've been sitting here pondering these 20 pounds of groceries that we bought there at the East End Food Co-op. We bought 5 pounds of brown rice and 5 more of beans and 10 pounds of granola. You know what that means? Hey, I'm a regular fella with a chicken cordon blues. Play it now. Honey, I'm starved for affection. I can't take no more. The stuff you feed me is so weird. All the cockroaches move next door. Now you see that old dog. He's out on the street. Got a smile on his face 'cause they let him eat meat. Here I am with a chicken cordon bleu. I'm passing out here, baby, with the chicken cordon bleu.
I love it. That's Steve Goodman's Chicken Cordon Blues, a great song. If you do not know Steve Goodman, and it is possible that you don't, a seminal, wonderful folk singer, he passed away, before the age of 40.
I think it was too young, the 80s.
I think he was 38 or 39 from leukemia, and just an infectious, delightful smile. He wrote very serious songs. He also wrote some funny songs like that one. He wrote a song for the Chicago Cubs.
That's a famous one.
I would suggest you listen to him. He's just terrific. There's two CDs available now, right?
Our first one was called just self-titled Square Hillbillies. Our second one was called Goody Shoes. So we are now working on, we do a lot of songs that are kind of less, you know, less familiar covers. And so we thought we'd put them on a CD. And that last one, Chicken Cordon Bleus, will be on it. And this next one, too, which is written by a local singer-songwriter who you know well, and who's a good friend of ours, Emily Pinkerton. And we are, today we said is a radio doubleheader for us. We are going to see her perform this evening.
Oh, great.
On Mountain Stage in West Virginia.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, the Early Maze, which is her trio with Ellen Goshen and Rachel Eddy, are performing with a credible lineup at Elkins, West Virginia tonight. So we're going to go down there and see them.
Oh, they're in Elkins. Yeah. That's great. You know, Larry Gross was here not too long ago performing. And it was just a wonderful, great to hear him sing. He has such a good voice and has done so much for music with Mountain Stage over the years.
Yeah, and they usually broadcast, I believe, in Kentucky. Or is that right?
Well, they're usually in Charleston.
Oh, okay.
But they'll move around.
Yes. So this one's at the Augusta Festival.
It's during the Augusta Heritage Week.
Right, that's right.
Oh, that should be great. So I'm happy for the early Mays that they're getting
to
do that.
It's a great opportunity.
What's the song called?
This song is called Beautiful Dress, and it is an Emily Pinkerton solo composition rather than an early Mays song. It's on one of her earlier albums. I have these hours to dream of you. Oh, silver road, I thought I knew. Beneath the skies, shining bright blue, I have these hours to dream of you. Lead me back to your eyes again. Oh, silver road, my traveling friend. My heart would burst from the love that's within. Lead me back to your eyes again. You make me want to wear a beautiful dress. You make me want to dance when the music ends. You make me want to smile upon my friends. I want to feel the touch of your healing hand. Want to be the teardrop on your face. Want to move with a slow and simple grace. I want to be the end of the long, long race. I want you. From a starry throne, the heavens call, sweet and low. Can all the angels see in my soul? High in the night, from a starry throne, you make me want to wear a beautiful dress. You make me want to dance when the music ends. You make me want to smile upon my friends. I want to feel the touch of your healing hand. Want to be the teardrop on your face. Want to move with the slow and simple grace. I want to be the end of the long, long race. I want you.
Jenny, you really sing that song beautifully. I hear that song a little differently when I hear you sing it, and it's certainly great to hear Emily sing it too, but it's such a beautiful song. That was a good choice. Was it hard to limit yourself when choosing songs to feature on this forthcoming album?
Indeed. We are still deciding, in fact, because the album is not finished. And what we decide is we would just record a lot and see which songs seem to hold together right for the album, because Some are more humorous, some more serious, different genres. So in the end, I'm sure Beautiful Dress is going to... Actually, there's another Emily Pinkerton song we do,
yeah,
Bluebird.
That's right.
And that may be the one we end up putting on. That one's also really beautiful.
We could have a follow-up CD, too. Or the Lost Sessions.
Exactly.
50 years from now, the Squirrel Hillbillies Lost Sessions.
Produced by somebody much younger.
Yes. But it would be hard. If I had to choose 12 songs or so, I'm not sure what I would choose.
There's a lot of wonderful music out there, no question. And we decided we do cover some songs that are more familiar, and we figured maybe we don't need to include those on this album.
You know, because I know Jenny and Gary, I have not taken a chance to ask them to introduce themselves to you a little bit more so that you could get to know them. In case you're hearing them for the first time, they are the Squirrel Hillbillies, the two of them. And Jenny, do you want to talk a little bit about where you're from and how you got here?
Sure. I'm from New York City originally, and via California ended up in Pittsburgh, and have been here for 24 years, I believe, at this point. So it's been a long time.
How old were you when you left New York City?
I left for college, so I was 18.
And what neighborhood did you live in?
I grew up in Greenwich Village, which my parents still live there in a brownstone that they bought in 1965 before people knew to do such things.
Wow.
And so they have never left. They're still in the same building. They have tenants upstairs.
They must have a lot of stories to tell you, I would think.
It's actually amazing how much of a neighborhood the village still is, despite the incredible, incredible changes since I was a child there.
And what about you, Gary? How did you get here?
Well, I'm from New York State as well. I'm from upstate New York, from Rome, New York, where they started the Erie Canal. That's one of Rome's claims to fame. Is that they started building the Erie Canal, digging it there, and then dug out from to Albany and Buffalo from there. But so Rome, New York, and I moved to Pittsburgh in 1980, so I've been here a while with Alcoa. I worked for Alcoa for a long time in the environmental department, which you and I have in common.
Right.
Right.
And were you out at the tech center?
No.
I
was always at corporate headquarters downtown, and then we moved over to the North Shore.
Yeah, which it's still... there, you and I can talk. Oh gosh, I'm forgetting the aluminum manufacturing process that everybody should know, the fundamental process.
The Hall process.
Thank you. It's Claude Hall, I think.
Charles Martin.
Charles Martin. That was going to bother me to not remember the Hall process. That was somewhere on a test.
Yeah. So that brought me to Pittsburgh, and I've never seen any reason to move from Pittsburgh. So I've been here since.
That's great. Well, it's great to have you here. There's a picture of Jenny and Gary up on our Facebook page. We've also linked to their Facebook page.
Great.
And as a reminder, they'll be at the Mount Lebanon Public Library this coming Thursday in an outdoor concert series. And just 6 short days after that, they will be headlining our solar concert series here at SLB. That is on, think real hard, the date. It's the 23rd, right?
That's
the
correct.
23rd. So one of these days I'm going to have this calendar image in my head. It's hard to do date math sometimes. Uh-huh. The 23rd, Wednesday, 12:15, beautiful solar sound system in Buell Community Park, free. And we hope to see you there to see them.
And actually, there is a solar event that's coming up next week.
Mm-hmm. Prior to our
concert. In just a couple days. We're going to have a total solar eclipse.
Oh, yes.
You know, that's going to be on Monday. And so I'm heading down to Kansas City with my friend Bernie.
Who used to play music with.
A week from today, right, who's another musician. And we're going to be right in the middle of the solar eclipse as it comes through the country.
I saw the... a map, I guess, that shows sort of a diagonal line through the country. Is that something you
I've
really
always
like
wanted
to, do?
To see totality. I've been in a partial solar eclipse before, but to be in totality is something I've always wanted to do. And Bernie, it's always been one of his dreams as well. So we're going to do it.
Now, I see Jenny looking at you sort of with this understanding, accepting look. But it's amazing how much a human face can communicate. But there was also kind of this internal eye rolling. Am I right?
Not at all. Okay. Not at all. I think it's fabulous.
Ricky was out looking for Percy and, the meteor showers either last night or the night before, but it was too cloudy. But I think it was I think they were supposed to be heavy.
When we were in West Virginia, there was some event as well.
Yes.
With meteors or something?
Yes, it was a meteor.
Last summer.
Yeah. Well, that ought to be a fun trip.
It'll be wonderful. Yeah. I'm really
to do that.
Looking forward to it.
And I know I don't have to tell you, don't look directly.
No, we have to. Bernie bought some glasses, but we're still looking and making sure they're the authentic kind.
Bernie's a physician, so he'll be able to protect them.
Yeah. I can remember, as a kid, making these little contraptions with the pinhole do it. The Squirrel Hillbillies are here. I'm so happy about that. And they've got a few more songs to do. The ukulele is coming up again.
This is actually a bass ukulele, and Gary has to tune for this next song, retune, a different tuning. So while he does that, I'll talk about this instrument.
That was good that you said retune. I like that because it implies that he was in tune.
He was.
And he will again.
Exactly. So for those that don't know, stringed instruments can usually have a standard tuning, and then they can have alternate tunings.
Yeah.
And some artists always perform with alternate tunings exclusively, and sometimes even every song they'll change.
Yeah.
We tend to use the standard tuning, but for this next song, which we wrote, it's a double drop D, so he needs to take his two E strings and move them down to D. And in the process of doing that, sometimes the other strings get a little fussy, so they have to be retuned as well. But this song, when you're talking about what brought Gary to Pittsburgh was work, but he since has retired. And one of the things he does, many things to fill his day, is important things. And one of them is he's part of a group called the Still Workers, a play on the steel workers. It's still as in S-T-I-L-L. And it's a group of Buddhists who go to the Allegheny County Jail and meditate with inmates.
How nice.
And so Gary does that every Monday morning. And to give a shout out to any folks there who might be listening from the jail.
Absolutely. We do have men and women listening. And first of all, what a great thing to do. It's also a great name for that particular group, but a great service too, to be able to provide just a nice healing atmosphere for that. How long have you been doing that now, Gary?
I think it's been about 5 years.
That's great. Yes. So
and,
this.
Well, so that's this. That experience influenced this development of this song, and this song began. It's a different style for us. It's a little more raucous, a little more energy, and it began as a rant. Actually, when you're writing songs, sometimes you begin with the music, sometimes with the words, and for this one, it really began with a rant of all the things that one person cannot do for another person. And it was sort of a cathartic process, and we ended up with these several verses of can'ts. And then we thought, what are we going to do with this? and we thought about the work that Gary does and with the other folks at the jail and how that's something that one person can do for another and with another that's really quite remarkable. And so that became our refrains. And the song is now called I Can, and that's what we hope people take away from the song.
Hey.
I can't save your soul, and I can't mend your heart. I can't make a whole from all your broken parts. I can't pass your test, and I can't make your case. I can't do your best, and I can't take your place. I can't read your cards, and I can't hide your scars. Pocket full of fears and reasons to refuse, leave them all behind, and I can sit with you. Thank you. I can't right your wrongs, and I can't dig your ditch. I can't write your songs or even match your pitch. I can't kill your buzz, and I can't tell your lies. I can't fill you up, and I can't cut your ties. I can't play your hand, and I can't take your stand. Staring at the walls, nothing left to lose. Listen for the call, and I can walk with you. I can't make your peace, and I can't make your bail. I can't tame your beast, and I can't set your sail. I can't wake you up, and I can't change your mind. I can't push you hard enough to cross your line. And I can't pay your debts, and I can't face your fears. And I can't wage your bets, and I can't cry your tears. And I can't play your game, and I can't rest your bones. And I can't take the blame for all your sticks and stones. But I can be with you, and I can sit with you, and I can stand with you, and I can walk with you.
And I can.
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 That's one fine song. That's really a really good song. You must have felt really good when you finished that song, or I don't know if a song is ever finished, but when you finally got it to the point.
That song, it is interesting. Some songs really never feel finished. This one was very satisfying to tie up. It took a while to get to where we could bring that I Can concept to it. And it sat for a little bit in between. But once that came around, it was incredibly satisfying.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of I want to listen to it again already, but there's some alliteration, and there's a lot of internal, I'll say playfulness, but it's not exactly the right word.
It's taking a lot of idioms and turning them a bit as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot going on. I'm going to ask you a strange question. How's that for?
For
a little foreboding. I just, could you just play a couple notes on your ukulele? Because Jenny has a bass ukulele. It does not look that much bigger, although it is. It's maybe as a viola would be to a violin, maybe it's a little bigger.
If you know a baritone ukulele, it's actually about the size of the baritone uke, so it is not a very big instrument. And the way you get very low sounds is generally from very large instruments. And
right.
So the compensation they make with the uke bass is to put very fat strings.
Yeah, that's what I was noticing. These strings are like the diameter of knitting needles.
Exactly.
Would be the way I'd put it, except, of course, they're not rigid. And I could hear them as you were playing just now. Let's hear them.
Yeah, so here we go.
Wow. That's a ukulele.
And for those who know guitar, it is a bass guitar tuned down, like a bass guitar tuned down an octave from a standard guitar, and exactly the same as an upright bass. It does normally need to be plugged in, but you're hearing it acoustically because we have the mic right near it.
Are those strings synthetic?
They are polyurethane.
Wow.
And they're so nice on your hands. They feel really slippery, so it's a fun instrument to play.
Yeah, I can't. These strings, I use the knitting needle analogy, which is probably not the best one, but they're almost like a straw, like a drinking straw. They're that thick.
Yep.
Gosh, thank you for doing that.
Absolutely, a lot of fun.
Gave Gary a chance to get back into standard tuning.
You know, when we went, we've been to the UK twice now, and we're going back in 2018. And the last trip, I didn't take my bass ute because it just had been cumbersome to carry all my little instruments last time. And so we left it at home. And there was a uke trio that we met in Liverpool, and they let me borrow the bass uke while we were playing that evening with them. So it was nice. They had the exact same one.
Is that what? Did you have a bass uke already? I don't recall a bass uke.
I got this several years ago from my parents.
We did bring it, I think, the last time we brought it.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I just may not have remembered it, but plus I could really hear it on that song. What a neat instrument.
Everybody's always intrigued with Jenny's instruments because they're small and they're unusual.
They've been played by a lot of children. And if you come to the Solar Concert Series on the 23rd of August at around noon on the north side, you can indeed play some of my instruments as well when we're
indeed.
Done.
Indeed, yes. Just not while she's flying. although that's happened.
It has happened.
At Children's Museum concerts, that can happen. But
you're absolutely right.
That'll be Buell Community Park coming up on the 23rd. And on the 17th, they'll be at Mount Lebanon Public Library.
We also have another gig the 20th on Sunday. So in between those two, we'll be at the Phipps Red Ripe and Roasted Festival.
Oh, wonderful festival.
That's their tomato and garlic festival, and it's free to come to the festival. And if you bring fresh food, not canned food, but perishable food, you can get free entry to the Phipps as well for the day. And because they're trying to collect money, I believe, for the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank, but I'm not sure what the recipient is.
Excellent. Well, you've got, I think, there's plenty of time, but I'm losing count, probably two more songs. And now Jenny is going to get another toy. She's going to get another little instrument.
Actually, this next song I'm just going to sing, but I'm going to ask for help.
Oh, this is the one. Okay, so if you can right now, if you're safely driving or passenging, or if you're at home, you can sing along with this song.
So it's an original song, and so you're not going to know most of the words, but it does have a mantra. We were saying that Gary's part of this Buddhist group. This next song has a Buddhist mantra in it, and it is the most common, most widely chanted Buddhist mantra. And the words are, the way we all pronounce it, are Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. And so we'll ask you to join in. When you'll hear, it's a fairly simple melody on the mantra. And we'll do that mantra after the first verse. We'll do it again after the second verse. And after the third verse, when you're expecting the mantra to come back again, there'll be a bridge. And then the mantra will come in following the bridge. So we hope you will join, no matter what your faith tradition or spiritual traditions are. We hope you will feel free to join in on this next
song. Larry's going to sing along. Right?
I'm going to do my best.
Excellent. This song is called Dharma Jane, and it opens with a reference to a location very, very close to here. Down by the place where the three rivers flow, the waves paint your face on the waters below. The lilt of your voice softly chanting the line returns as an echo that settles my mind. Amani Padme Hum. Crows in the graveyard blacken the trees, filling the branches with feathery leaves. The lift of your hand as you bid them goodbye, the darkness erupts and a storm takes the sky. Amani Padme Hum. Amani Padme Hum.
high on a hillside city below, following footsteps left long ago, mindful of storms and then still by the edge, whispering words of the mantra you said. I'm feeling your spirit today. Where have you gone, Dharma Jane? I'm hearing your voice in the rain. Where have you gone, Dharma Jane?
That's a beautiful song. You've a couple of songs are just really strike me as practically, I hate to say practically perfect, but they are, again, because the song is never actually done necessarily. But that song feels as spiritual as it is and feels as reflective as it is. The way you sing it, the way the music is coming together, and it's
You know, what's been so amazing about this song is we have not recorded it yet, but we've sung it live at several concerts with our audiences that have participated, mm-hmm. including we were just at Longwood at Oakmont a few weeks ago, and incredible participation from about 150 people in the room, and on our recording of it, just live, it just feels wonderful.
That place was levitating with those people chanting along. It was really amazing.
I can imagine. Yeah. Om being also a symbol of resistance. It makes it for a nice
Nice.
Well, we have one of our South Carolina affiliate in Charleston. Their call letters are WOHM, which I like. Very much. And they chose them with that in mind.
That's
too.
So funny.
I always like hanging out with technical people, Larry.
Hey, I did a crossword puzzle this week. I've been enjoying crossword puzzles yesterday. And the clue, a five-letter word for unit of capacitance. I was happy
there,
as could
you're
be.
You're all over that.
Farad. That was it. But then they ask like for a Greek god or something, and I can't do anything with that.
Greek
god. I never was good at those things. That and King Arthur.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Those were deficits in my education.
Now you got – in your retirement, you'll read up on these things.
Well, it's been great to have you here, and I hope that you'll – what's the best place to find your CDs, the website or –
We do sell our CDs from our website directly, which is fun. We had someone in Squirrel Hill order a set of our CDs maybe a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, and we hand-delivered the package. But we mailed one off to Tennessee, I think, a couple weeks ago as well. So we do sell them online, but we also have our CDs available in Pittsburgh at the Center for the Arts in their gift shop, yeah. And also at Artsmith in Mount Lebanon. And they have a beautiful store of local artists' crafts, and also at Acoustic Music Works in Squirrel Hill.
Excellent. All good places to visit. And you can go to their website or their Facebook page for more information. And they've got, they being the Squirrel Hill Billies, and Jenny and Gary have one more song.
Yes, we will. Let's see what you want to do, Papa or Diddy? What you up for?
Oh, maybe a little Diddy Wah Diddy.
All right.
Little Diddy Wah Diddy will do.
So this will be on our cover CD potentially as well.
Do you know what Diddy Wah Diddy means?
You know the song,
I guess. Nobody told me.
He's ready to sing the song.
I'd like to thank you very much for being here. It's been too long, and it'll be great to see you at our solar concert on the 23rd, too.
Been a great pleasure, and when we tell people were coming back on to see Larry. They say, how long has he been doing that show? So thank you, and to Chad and to the whole SLB team, which
thank you,
does
everyone.
A great
Ricky
job.
Ricky hiding back there behind the monitor.
She's there. So. And your daughter's here.
My kids are not here today.
Oh, who is this out here?
Well, they might be.
Oh, that's Corey. There's two plates of glass in between you and me, so I can't see very well.
Plus
how old is your daughter?
I know I have two. They're 12 and 16.
Okay. Well, Corey's older than 16. Sorry, Corey. I'll blame it. There's a light out up there. There's my glasses,
too. Time for your glasses
too.
To be, yeah.
It's been a long time. And I don't know what diddy-wah-diddy means either. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. It's always a pleasure. Now there's a great big mystery, and it sure does worry me. It's diddy wah diddy,
diddy wah diddy.
Yeah, it's diddy wah diddy,
diddy wah diddy.
Well, I wish somebody'd tell me what diddy wah diddy means. Well, I went outside, walked around. Somebody looked at me and said, "Well, look who's in town." It's diddy wah diddy.
Diddy wah diddy.
Mr. Diddy wah diddy.
Mr. Diddy wah diddy.
Well, I wish somebody tell me what diddy wah diddy mean. Well, I knew a little gal about 5'4". She walked down the Giant Eagle grocery store for some diddy wah diddy.
Diddy wah diddy.
Over there in aisle 14A.
Diddy wah diddy.
Well, I wish somebody tell me what diddy wah diddy mean. Play it now. Watch out now. Well, Mama bought a chicken. She thought he was a duck. Put him on the table with his legs sticking up and said, "Diddy wah diddy."
Diddy wah diddy.
That chicken said it, huh?
Diddy wah diddy.
Well, wish somebody tell me what diddy wah diddy mean. Now, there's a great big mystery. It sure does worry me. It's diddy wah diddy.
Diddy wah diddy.
It's diddy wah diddy.
Diddy wah diddy.
Well, I wish somebody'd tell me what diddy wah diddy mean.
And we still don't know what it means.
we still don't know, Larry.
But thanks to the Squirrel Hillbillies. Sounding great. I can't wait till that new album comes out. I won't ask you to predict a... Well, you can tell me a month and not a year.
We think by next May.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Good. Next May. So sometime in 2018, we'll say.